are brought to you by Preparation H this afternoon.
The Ring of Fire?
Yes, sir.
That was a good song to listen to. Good song to start with.
That's a great song. Hell yeah, absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How was the weekend?
It was nice. I am actually not, you know, in great pain, and yet I had fun. I don't know. I don't know if I'm more used to...
You're not hungover.
Not really. I mean, I suppose most people would say, oh, man, I'm really hungover today.
But for you, you can handle it.
It's not so bad.
You're a professional.
Yeah, well...
But so you're saying you drank less...
Yes,
and had a great time.
Great time. Didn't wake up super late. I didn't wake up at noon, so we actually had a couple full days. Had a mini pool party with some friends and their kids. And
Are you growing up?
No! I will drink more. I will be bad. Whatever it takes.
You're growing up. Wow.
Oh, no! That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
Oh, please.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good,
You rarely come over. I mean, only like 3 or 4 times a week come in hungover. You know, it's pretty rare. Wait, that's not
true. I'm trying to keep it down to 3. But you know how it goes.
Sure.
No, it's weird for me getting used to the fact that I can drink at night.
Oh, yeah, that's bizarre.
Whereas before, I had to get up at 3:50 and...
30 years.
No possible way would that work.
Hell no. Wow.
But...
So
I need to step it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a golden opportunity to slide into the abyss now at this point in your life.
And I always sound like I'm drunk, so I might as well be.
Might as well be.
Why not? Coming up on today's show, we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame selling memorabilia.
Okay.
Autographed guitars.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you what autographed memorabilia you have.
Oh.
The best thing, the most important thing that you have.
And where you keep it in the house and when you're not
Correct,
home.
Yes. And then your address.
Yes.
Raccoon talk.
That sounds tasty. Is it like how to cook them?
No. No. Raccoons are trouble.
They're cute as a button, whatever that means. What does that mean?
I don't know, because I don't think buttons are cute.
Yeah, but whatever.
They can tear up your lawn.
Screw your lawn.
I'm sorry?
To hell with your lawn. Who gives a crap about your lawn?
I sat up one night. I went and got a BB gun.
Oh, for shame.
Because it was rolling all of our grass up all the time just to get underneath it for whatever bugs.
Delicious bugs.
So I got the BB gun and I sat out with my daughter. This is not a great parenting moment. I sat out with my daughter and I had a baseball cap that I turned around like a sniper. And then I sat there and we just did like target practice for a while. Just seeing if I could hit stuff with the BB gun.
How was she at it?
She was better than I was. And then she also said, near the end of it, we were laughing and having such a good time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why any raccoons wouldn't show up.
Because you were laughing and having That's funny.
But she said, you're not really going to shoot a raccoon with
a BB
gun.
So she was not going to actually take one out.
No.
Yeah. She was even going to probably
stop you. And she said,
you.
You're not.
Yeah.
And I said,
hell yeah, of course
no, I am. No, of course not. I lied. I so lied.
Your nose is growing right now.
I so lied. Anyway, raccoons can be a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And they're being a big pain in the ass for some of the people here at the station, so we're going to have to take care of them.
And speaking of pains in the ass, I got a new little product that actually does something kind of interesting. And I get eaten by mosquitoes.
Vibrant. Oh.
Yeah. I have lots of those. That's nothing new. Anytime I sit out at the pool, I always am just eaten alive. Ever since I was a kid, they love me. So I found this weird new, and I'll tell you about it. It's a weird new thing that helps if you're a mosquito bite victim.
Yeah. Are you allergic to it?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Because it does,
but this helps.
And itch like a mo. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You could buy a 40-year-old slice of Princess Diana's wedding cake.
Oh my God! I was in the hospital when she got married. I have a weird memory of that. So to be
that
able
is
to,
strange.
I might. That's weird.
It's just to me the words 40-year-old.
Yeah.
And cake.
That should not ever go together.
That seems nasty.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem good.
Throw it out.
Damaged goods.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Have you ever gotten anything in the mail and there was something really funky going on with it? Not just regular mangled funky, but whoa, what? There's a
like
story
the
behind
that.
This one, yeah.
And the anti-bathing movement.
No more bathing. I have heard that that's been catching on.
A big thing with A-list male celebrities.
Yeah. Well, there is a drought and a serious one now. They're
that's
talking about
not the reason.
Cutting the water
I
back
really
in the Colorado River.
I don't know what
river.
The reason is, but...
They can use that as an excuse.
We'll find out.
Trying to be green, as it were. Some
that's
color.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Did you know that Marcy noticed that Marcy looked a little like Stu today? That was sort of weird.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's very troubling.
Yeah, I think she's morphing slowly into Studem.
Do not say that.
It is disturbing.
It's very disturbing. And I don't like it one bit.
Even sounded a little bit like him.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is putting some of its one-of-a-kind collection up for sale.
Wow.
Got a lot of stuff. They are launching a Reverb.com is a store where you can go buy and sell musical equipment.
Right.
It's like a normal guitar, drum, or whatever.
Right.
But they're also going to be selling memorabilia from past induction ceremonies. And that includes autographs from legends like Chuck Berry, Jeff Beck, the Moody Blues, Metallica, among many others.
My guess is they've been hurting because they've been closed.
Could be,
yeah. Probably need a little make up some of that cash. Make sure the CEO gets his bonus this year.
Rare photographs of artists like Jimi Hendrix and The Who will be up for sale.
Nice. Wow, that's awesome.
And I wanted to ask you, are you the kind of guy that collects memorabilia?
I'm the type of guy. Me? No, I'm not. Really.
You're not. Me either, for the most part.
Yeah, I moved so many times. New York, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix.
Sluggo can't keep a job.
No, I cannot.
That's the thing.
I just always quit. I'm like,
you don't have anything?
No, and I got rid of most of it. I have a few things, and I can't even offhand remember what they are. But I don't
said,
even remember
you don't
what
have anything,
are.
And you said no.
No, I
a
have
few
nothing.
Things.
Yeah, it was an instant correction.
Okay.
What about you? Yeah,
I have one thing.
What is that?
It is an autographed guitar by Tom Morello.
Okay, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
that's a
my
good
favorite
one.
Band's Rage.
That's a gooder. Did he? Did you ask him to sign it, or did he just? What? How did that?
This
come
is
down?
What happened.
Yeah.
My ex and I run a charity called Friends and Helpers.
Great one.
And we brought some guitars in for him to sign so that we could auction them off.
And then he just stole that
no,
one.
No, don't say that.
Can't believe it.
But she bid on it and outbid everybody else and got it for
oh,
me.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
So it's hanging on my wall.
Oh, that's...
It's really...
That's amazing.
The only thing I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
after this much time,
like literally,
you think,
like you don't have couches or chairs
nope,
or tables.
Nothing else.
Just that on the wall.
I just eat
wow,
on that.
That's bleak.
So we thought we would ask for your memorabilia. What do you have? What's the best thing you have?
Or maybe that you would want. Maybe you've seen somewhere. Like
let's
stupid
start
things
with best thing you have.
That you have.
But then we can maybe morph into what you want.
Right, right, right.
So the best thing that you have,
actually
the most
have.
Important thing to you that you have, the memorabilia.
Right, right.
Maybe it's even just a ticket stub from a show that you love.
Right.
Something like that.
Right, right, right. Very first show. Those are always cool.
Yes.
Some people actually hang on to those very first shows. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. The most important piece of memorabilia you have. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is starting to sell some memorabilia, some guitars that people sign and stuff like that.
You only have one thing, you said, Tom Morello yeah. signed guitar. Would you look at this list and see anything you might actually want?
I don't think so. I mean,
yeah.
Rage is my favorite band.
Right, so you can't get much better than
so
that.
So that's, what yeah, and I'm also not really a collector. I have a
yeah.
few sports things that are really important to me, but as far as rock memorabilia, it's pretty
what
slim.
What sports things do you have?
I have a hockey stick signed by Luke Robitaille
nice.
And one signed by Wayne Gretzky.
Damn, dude.
And a soccer ball that was signed by the entire Barcelona football team.
And you slept with all of them to get that, right?
Yes. And it was worth it. So we're talking about what is your favorite rock memorabilia? You have one?
In Excess album signed by the whole In Excess
nice.
Plus manager. It's pretty good. That was the Swing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and
did anybody sign it that didn't play the guitar?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know, like you had Demi Lovato.
no, she's a great guitar player. She shreds.
Something that's really close to me, Burt Reynolds. He was an honorary sheriff of a couple of counties. I've got those two. Yeah,
so wait, he was Smokey?
My head was Smokey Bear, and I'm tail grabbing your ass right now.
Was he Smokey or he was the Bandit?
He was the Bandit, of course, and then he was actually in real life Smokey. What do you know about that? What is it you know about
yeah.
it? Do you know anything about it? Okay.
Well, no, I don't.
Right
thank,
on.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate
calling.
It. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. We're looking for rock memorabilia that you have.
I went to a concert at the House of Blues,
mm-hmm.
and the Mighty Mighty Boston's are playing. And the cool thing was my kids got to go up on stage, and then the band members were all there, and they gave them shirts and hats and signed them all and everything like that. So it was a pretty cool experience for them.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I hear very good things about that band. Like, they're super cool. Very cool human
yeah,
beings.
Yeah, they are. And they let them on stage, and they danced for one of the songs. It was awesome.
Nice.
Super cool experience.
Right on. Thanks
like
for
it.
Calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
My daughter's boyfriend worked as a concierge at some hotel in Santa Monica.
Okay.
For all of the NCAA teams, NBA teams, everybody who's anybody comes and stays there, right?
Gotcha, right.
So this dude, he came up with Leo Messi's autograph. I mean, it's like he's come up with so many stuff. So
anyway, I'm sorry. Did you say Lionel Messi?
Yes. Yes.
My favorite athlete in the whole world.
Man, dude, this guy's badass.
Wow.
Whatever you do, don't tell him where you store that particular autograph.
He gave it away to somebody as a wedding gift.
Gave it as a wedding gift?
Whoa.
I want to keep it.
Kevin is very upset with you, sir. Oh, Kevin has hung up on you, sir.
Why would you give that away to somebody who you don't even know if they won it?
818-955-KLOS. Your memorabilia that you gave away. Piss off, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is the Foo Fighters. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started this hour talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame selling memorabilia, signed items.
Yeah, it's
from
amazing.
Some of the biggest artists alive.
Stuff you're supposed to go in and just kind of stare at and look at, and now it's up for sale.
You can actually buy it. So we're talking about your favorite rock memorabilia.
I save everything. All my concert stubs, confetti from concerts, some autographs. The one thing of value I have is one night Bob Dylan was hammered, and I gave him my table. So in turn, he gave me his autograph.
No kidding.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't give autographs. It's actually, his handlers were looking for somewhere for him to sit down. So I said, you know what, give Mr. Dylan my table.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow, and he actually scribbled on something. Yeah, you still have it, of course, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Wow, that's amazing. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're talking about memorabilia that is important to you.
Yes, you are. I have a 58 Gibson Les Paul from Mike Ness.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding.
Started
that's
off
awesome.
The show with some social distortion today. That's cool.
Hollow body, you know, the Orange County Sunburst one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he know that you have it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
My son actually got, I threw him up on stage to Mike. He gets my boy with his 6-inch spiked lime green mohawk, gets him up with that old school microphone. What do you like to do, youngster?
I play billiards.
He yells out to the Vegas crowd, look out, Vegas, hustler in the house. And the crowd went nuts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We used to follow him all around, me and my wife.
All right.
I don't have the wife, but I still got the guitar.
I'm going to throw in Billy's new one, Bitter Taste, pretty soon. I love that song.
Too.
Man, it's good stuff. Hey, someone said it sounds a little like Chris Isaac, Wicked Game. I kind of hear that.
I have to listen to that again.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about your favorite rock memorabilia. You have one?
Yeah, I joined the Army back in 85, and then we went to the Motley Crue Theater Pain European concert.
Mm-hmm.
We were hammered. They noticed we were all GIs, and one of my buddies jumps up on stage, and Nikki Sixx grabs a poster from the wall and hands it to him.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I still have it. It's about 4 feet by 6.
That's really cool.
Freaking awesome, man. I love it.
That's great.
That's very cool. Do you remember the rest of the night, or has it become a blur at some point?
It's a real big blur, yeah.
Sure. Of course. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I had this respect from 93 or so, but John Hall, a friend of my friend, he gave it from King Missile. They gave me a detachable penis.
Please tell me you keep it in your medicine cabinet.
No.
Come on! That's where it goes!
It's in my glove compartment.
Right on, always at the ready. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so the favorite rock memorabilia that I gave away, is that what you're asking?
No, you didn't have to give it away.
I mean, if it pisses off Kevin, yes, but what was it?
I had, back in the day, it was in the early 90s, I was selling sex packets. No, I was selling things I probably shouldn't have, but I traded, like, for a dime for this tape. It was a homemade tape, you know, in the days of cassettes, of my favorite band in the whole wide world, Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction. It was his, like, homemade tape. It had his writing on it, and it was him singing I Would For You and a few of the songs off their very first album. While he was trying to write them, he was doing a bathroom in a club. And I absolutely cherished this thing, and I ended up burning it in a big bonfire at the beach when I turned Christian.
No.
Wait. What?
Oh, man.
Well, I thought that's what God wanted me to do, but I don't think he did.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Before we bring in everyone, let's play this little clip of news about the adorable raccoons.
Raccoons are cute little animals that are mainly known for their black mask-like formation around the eyes. Scientists believe that this distinctive characteristic reduces glare and enhances the raccoon's nighttime vision. Raccoons are sometimes compared to masked bandits because of their courageous and sly character. Unlike many animals that tend to be scared of people, raccoons are not afraid to climb into people's houses, go through their trash, and steal something to eat. With their extremely sensitive and dexterous front paws, raccoons can grasp and manipulate food or turn doorknobs and open jars.
Can you imagine? They can open a jar.
With their hands.
What?
Their little hands.
Their evil.
Let me tell you what else they do with their little evil hands is they roll up your
little
they
evil
roll
hands.
Up your grass.
Well, what's it there yeah. for anyway? We're in raccoon country.
Now, Stu is here.
Hey. Stu, was that you reading this? This sounds like you.
Having raccoons as pets is a very popularly discussed topic.
No. It sounds like you no. after like
it does a little bit.
Yeah.
After a case of beer, maybe.
Yeah. Or
no, the only exactly. thing I have to say about raccoons has nothing to do with how cute and you know their little masks and
hey,
no.
Dude, actually talk into the top can you not hear my
what the what this part
yes
there you what's go. Wrong with this part
I don't know I've been here like 2 weeks how do you not know that
maybe that's maybe that's why well I'm only the production guy why would I know how a mic works
all right Stu what happened with the raccoons
so I spent like I don't know about like close to $2,000 on a beautiful new Marathon 2 grass in my backyard and I loved it. It was bitches like carpet, you know. And about a week and a half later, they came out one morning and like it's like somebody had broken into my backyard and just torn it all up, rolled it all back. No footprints.
Kind of carefully rolled it up.
Yeah. yeah. It didn't. I mean, I'm not sure what my very first thought was, but I was like, that couldn't be an animal of some kind because this is very methodically done. This is not the work of a raccoon.
Somebody with anger issues.
I'm like, who else hates me on my block? I mean,
I get the list out.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know, but no, it was raccoons.
Did you catch them? I mean, did you see them doing it? Did you get video? You got them on DoorDash?
I actually did one night. I did. I got up in the middle of the night to pee. I said, you know what? It's like 3 a.m. So bleary eyed, I went downstairs, went in the backyard, grabbed my golf club,
right.
And sure as hell, there they were, and they saw me. I saw them like, and before I could even take a step, they were gone.
Really? Yeah. They left you because I had one behind my car once, and I was backing up, and it wouldn't. It was just sitting there like, yeah, what else you got?
What are you going to do about it?
That's what I They're was kind afraid. Of surprised. No, because I've seen, you know, I've lived in this area for many, many years, and I've had raccoons come up to the door and just like look in and go,
ding dong.
What are you doing in there? I'm like,
they can open doors with their little.
Yeah.
Evil little
cute
hands.
How dare
little
you?
Hands.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
dare you?
So the fact that they scrammed so fast mm-hmm. told me they knew they were what they were doing was the devil's work. And that was a pissed off homeowner. They know. They know.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't care about humans.
Explain to me then why it is that every time that I have put out traps, mm-hmm. because that's what it's... I've tried all of the passive...
I tried cure. Traps, too.
Mint. Oh, we've got to sprinkle some cayenne pepper around. Oh, put a little noisemaker out there, dude.
They don't
do
work.
Not.
What do you have, an Indian chief over your house?
I wasn't doing an Indian chief before you guys call the station. Chief Wahoo did not counsel me. However, so now it's to the point... Because a lot of the advice was, well, just shoot them. I'm like, oh, I don't want to shoot cute little raccoons.
But they look cute. Yeah. Sure, they look cute.
Besides, what's more annoying than a gun going off at 2 a.m? Pow! Yeah, no big deal.
Hold up. In my part of L.A.
Before we move on, play the rest of this because it's important.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Raccoons are cute little
Oh, you're not at the same place.
That's okay. I can vamp.
Just the end, it talks about how many different...
And while for some people having such a cute pet is a lifelong dream, uh-huh. zoologists strongly recommend to stay away from getting raccoons as pets.
Why?
Mainly because they are common carriers of diseases that like, can be deadly to humans.
That is so you, right. Stu. That is so you wasted out of your mind. But yeah, so they can carry diseases. Yes, both.
When they I have no diseases that, yeah. that can kill you.
Yeah. So my life is in danger.
But now, you know, if you didn't have that damn lawn,
Do you have these too, Keith?
No, well, we've got some raccoons outside of our place, but we're not having any problems with them. I have had problems with them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stay on the other side of the street for about 90 minutes in the middle of the night walking home in Santa Monica one night.
Why?
Because a mother and her cubs were not letting me get to my apartment. And I had no weapon.
I
would pay cash to see that
they
video.
They do not care.
They don't. No. They don't give an F.
And they have diseases that will kill you.
Yeah.
So,
you know, this is going back, though, to, you know, how long they've been here compared to us humans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what?
Their land.
Don't care. Sorry. You know what? I have opposable thumbs. Yeah. I win.
So what do you do about them?
Well, what I'm doing is I've rented these cages.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold up.
Yeah.
Traps.
Hold on.
Let's take a break and play a song, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because
and we'll hear what
this
he did.
Turns into quite a debate.
This is going to get controversial. This isn't just venting. There's controversy coming.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
He's playing with a microphone part.
Stu is in here. He's our production guy. Keith is in here. He's our boss.
What's up, boss?
Boss in air quotes.
What's up, boys?
So, Stu, raccoons.
Yeah. So, I don't know
what
to do.
They're in the backyard. They're rolling up your grass.
Rolling up your grass for you, man. Yeah, cool.
But pay for that service. Pack in my bunk. No.
Yeah.
And they're not just rolling it up anymore, by the way. They are tearing and destroying it.
Oh, wow.
So, it's not just as easy to just roll it back down and, you know, tamp it down
they
with my foot or something.
You.
They seem to.
Wow.
And you've seen them do it. It's definitely raccoons.
Yeah. It's
a pissed off neighbor.
So, what's
your plan?
All of it. Well, it was suggested that one of the things that will keep raccoons away, because I've tried all the others, is coyote urine.
Correct.
I tried to coax the coyotes in my neighborhood to come, but they won't. So, they will. And this is how you get them over. You buy on Amazon, of course, a bottle of coyote urine.
That is true. You can buy that on Amazon.
You know, you can buy any kind of urine on Amazon, turns out. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'll buy some. Put it on Amazon.
I'll give you a discount.
Sure thing.
So, guys,
it's weird, though.
I ordered the
bottle. You have to take it right out of the tap.
You got no, it comes out the bottle.
I know. Forget it.
Okay, sorry.
Focus. Let's refocus.
Oh, okay.
All right. Raccoons. Out the bottle, and before I squirted it that night, I thought, wait a second. And so I Googled, will coyotes come around if I squirt coyote?
Yeah,
they're resounding yes, says the internet. I'm like, I don't need that.
No. So then you'd have raccoons and coyotes.
Right.
No, but. But wouldn't the coyotes kill the raccoons?
You know, if they meet at the same time and they're able to,
you'd be so thrilled to have coyotes. And your neighbors would love you.
A bunch of battleground in my backyard. Yeah. That'll do wonders for me.
All right. So that's a bad idea.
So I got the traps because I got a horrible, evil, but diabolically brilliant plan that might work.
All right, I want to hear the plan.
And this is where it gets very controversial.
Now listen, not everybody's going to love this plan
at all. But again, I reiterate, I have been told to just shoot him. Just, hell, man.
Blow their hands off.
We've been shooting raccoon my whole life.
I don't want to shoot him either.
Yeah. So I don't want to do that. Right. So I'm going to trap the raccoons.
Okay.
Easier said than done.
Right.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And then where I live, there are vast fields. We have coyotes in the area. It's in the Playa del Rey area. And I figured I can trap the raccoons, bring them down to the marshland.
Oh, so you're just going to relocate them.
That's nice. That works.
Not even more to his plan.
What's that?
There's a little more to his plan.
Oh, you're not just relocating them?
No, I thought, you know, I don't want them coming back.
Right.
So what if I just squirted the raccoons with the coyote pee before I let them out the cage? Which will make
the journey home a little more challenging.
Why would you do that? What's the point?
You're saying that you want the coyotes to come and kill them.
Certainly give them a run for their money.
Why would you go through the effort of trapping them and then taking them someplace where you could let them go?
Safe, nice and happy for them.
No.
And then spray them with coyote urine.
It's revenge, isn't it? Because they tore up your precious lawn.
These coyotes, they run together in packs.
Oh, they suck. They're gangs.
So if I make them smell like coyote urine, they'll be shunned from their little pack. Not only that, but then strike two, the coyotes will be...
No. Let's go find this,
and they will go and seek those raccoons out.
But you said you don't want to shoot them. Why don't you want to shoot them?
Maybe they'll just give them a stern talking to.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, at least, yeah, exactly. If you shoot them, it's over right away.
No. You don't want to shoot them because that means he has to do it. With his diabolical plan, he takes him out in the middle of nowhere, sprays coyote urine on him, and then runs.
I go.
And then he leaves.
Keith thinks that this is...
it's officially messed up, yes.
It's karma. The worst ever.
He thinks it's bad karma for me.
I agree. Kevin's on board, though. No doesn't question. Matter. Go ahead and do it anyway.
When he first told me about this, I was just... I don't know about this. And then a couple hours later, at that evening, I sent him a text, and I'm like, "Nah, you're not doing that. You're not gonna. You're setting them up for an early death."
What trips me out really is how long you were baking on this, because it was like 12 hours later I get this text, and I'm like, "What? Have you been thinking about this all day?"
I'm a thumbs up.
You are a thumbs up.
Yes.
No, you're a thumbs down.
I'm not, because raccoons suck.
Yeah.
And they have diseases. Yeah. And they kill little dogs and cats.
Well, I am not a defender.
They kill all of it.
I'm not defending raccoons. Sounds I don't like raccoons. Sounds I've like had problems with them. But aren't you interfering with natural selection?
No, I'm not. And you know what? If I was to just shoot them dead, I'm interfering with natural selection then.
Stu.
Every time I garden, I'm interfering with natural selection.
Starts getting into the torture thing. I'm just
I'm not torture them.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Coyotes, coyotes will deliver a swift death blow. They don't torture.
A gun would be faster, though.
If I could train a coyote to shoot, I'd hand it over.
That's what we need. Coyotes with guns. Perfect.
Oh, man. And I know this makes me a horrible villain to approximately half our audience.
Person. Yeah, I'm not.
Thumbs up from Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And greetings unto thee, sir. I sat out at the pool this past weekend. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake because I am basically bait for mosquitoes. They love me.
That is weird how some people either don't get bitten.
Yep.
Or... consumed. It doesn't bother them.
It doesn't bother them
at all.
I was like, there's like six people.
And other people get destroyed.
Yeah, and they didn't get any bites at all. Like no one else, no one's complaining, but I always do. If I sit outside for 10 minutes, that's one flimsy excuse for never going outside. But,
sure.
Yeah. But, Ox, so I came up with this new product that I found, and I would never even think to, but I was like, I'm so tired of spraying like, cortisone and all this other stuff on my...
to get it to stop itching.
There's this thing called bug bite thing, and it looks like a
I'm sorry, hold on. What's the name?
It's actually called bug bite thing.
First of all, I adore that name.
Right? It's a good name.
That's a great name.
Right?
And I don't think I've ever used the word adore before.
Yeah, this does seem like a first, actually.
What does it do?
What's sort of like, it looks like a little tiny mini penis pump, sort of.
Okay.
It's just a...
I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, it's just sort of here. From what I've seen on the internet. But sort of looks like a, a little tube...
So
you put it over the wound, over your bite,
right?
And you pull, and it becomes a suction cup inside there. You pull up these two things on the side of the tube until it's pretty damn tight, until you really get a good suction inside there.
So it's stuck on your leg. Yep. over the bite. Okay.
And you leave it there for about 20 seconds, and then I was like, this is ridiculous, it's not gonna do anything.
When did you order that?
We ordered a couple months ago when summer was starting. This is the first time I used it. I haven't been outside the whole time. I haven't sat outside once.
Was there any hesitation to buy the product with the name Thing in it?
No, I'm like, bring on the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, the weirder the better.
Sure, of course.
So I had very low expectations for this. But I'll give it a shot.
You knew that you were ripped off, but it was a funny name, so good on them.
It was pretty cheap, sure, exactly.
They deserve
it. And I'm like, don't you suck venom out of snake bites sometimes?
That's what you're supposed to do, yeah.
If you know what you're doing, so you don't get it in your mouth as well. So it seemed like a fairly good idea. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
You leave it on there for 20 seconds, so it's just kind of dangling, staying on
your
leg.
Stuck to your leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what? As soon as I took it off, the itching and the pain was gone.
What?
Gone. So it kind of sucks the venom or whatever. And it says it's good for bees. They say it's good for mosquitoes. They say it's good for,
ants. Yeah. What is it that makes you itch from a...
What's the actual
bite?
Whatever, like, it's sucking the blood out of you, but it's also...
Right, but then it leaves something...
Yes, and that slowly spreads into your system, so that's why it becomes itchier and itchier as
goes.
And so this sucked it to the surface, and it didn't really pull it out, necessarily.
It would have to have a little bit.
Yeah, but it keeps it from going... Now, after a day, it started to come back. You're supposed to use it right away, but the annoyance
Well, you're not watching mosquitoes... attack exactly. your arm.
No, you so never you know until know later.
Yeah.
But as soon as you feel it, as soon as it starts bugging
right.
you, bugging you, that's when you actually use it. And I was stunned.
Is like it a venom sucker?
It's kind of a venom sucker, yeah. Yeah, suctions out insect saliva and venom from under the skin. That's what it does. And stunningly,
and it works.
Stunningly, it worked. It actually helped.
I'm going to need a second opinion.
Well, yeah.
I would try it. How much was it?
You know, I don't know. I think, I don't know.
It couldn't have been much and you wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Being a cheap bastard, though. Right. No, it really couldn't have been very much. I'd guess 20 bucks, something like that.
So you put it on a bite and yeah. it sucks the venom up.
Yeah.
And your bite doesn't hurt.
I did not bother itch. Me. Yeah, it did not bother me the rest of the night. In the morning,
what?
It has, and I haven't used it again. I just thought. But I mean, for it to have worked like that, I've never had any kind of relief from these damn mosquito bites all my
no
life.
No one has.
Yeah. So
it's a venom sucker.
Yeah. And stunningly, it kind of works.
What?
Yeah, it really works.
I'm going to need a better recommendation yeah. than it kind of works.
Well, that's for 20 bucks
for
that's
one
good.
Day.
Yeah, now the next morning, this morning,
did you try it again?
I haven't tried it again. No, I did
why
get around
when
to it.
It started itching, why did you not go, I'm gonna try this for day two?
You know, I had important work to do and I was already
okay, so
at the office.
You forgot.
And, yeah, I didn't think about it. But I'm kind
of
shocked.
What's the name of it again?
Oh wait, I'm getting a text here, confirmation. It's $7.
$7
online, and it's called Bug Bite Thing. And I want you all to try it and see what you think.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe you heard of this. Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral on July 29th, 1981.
Oddly, strangely, and this is one of the only times I can ever say this, as much to Bean's horror, it's one of the only royal things I've ever known about. I know
why
all about
why did you watch that?
I was in the hospital at the time for a couple of weeks.
And
I
you
was,
didn't have a
nothing
a
else to
channel
do.
Changer?
It was on every damn channel. It was everywhere. Or my roommate wanted to watch it or whatever the hell, but I was stuck with it.
More than 20 blech. Wedding cakes were supplied for the occasion by various companies.
Just 20?
More than 20.
Big deal, 20.
So there's a piece that was given to Moya Smith, a royal staffer, who preserved it.
Yeah.
And dated it July 29th, 1981, which is the day they got married.
Where did she put it? Like in her freezer with all the heads that she collected? And
I didn't.
Body parts?
I didn't have the chance to ask her.
Let's call her at home.
But it is going up for auction, and that seems like that would be terrible.
Are you thinking about eating it if we
well,
bought
why
it?
Why else would you get it?
I guess it's just a
just
piece
leave
of,
it on the
you nail
on
it
a
to
shelf?
Your wall. Yeah, nail it like right next to your Tom Morello guitar.
What a waste.
Yeah, it is kind
of
weird.
All right, so we have the head of the auction house. I believe his name is Aiden Castlethwaite.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, yes. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm Aiden Castlethwaite. I'm the manager of the Manchester Elite Auction House here in jolly old London. What time of day is it there on the west coast of the good old United States of America?
It's in the afternoon.
Oh, well, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Now, I saw that you were auctioning off a 40-year-old piece of cake from Princess Diana's wedding.
Yes, yes, it's a nice piece of marzipan from one of the many, many cakes that were used in her wedding to Charles. Of course, there's tremendous amounts of interest in any type of royal wedding, but admittedly, we have some very, very odd products, but there are some common ones too. You know, jewelry and, royal gowns and things of that nature.
Right, but 40-year-old cake sounds awful.
It does. I don't plan on anybody actually eating it, but, you know, it would be quite the collector's item for someone who's interested in royal memorabilia.
Do you know if this is one of the cakes that maybe appeared on TV? I actually was in the hospital when that wedding happened, and I watched the whole damn thing. I mean, gosh, you know, I mean, not that it's not exciting or whatever, but I did see the whole thing.
Depending on the broadcast, Sluggo, all of the cake did appear on TV at some point during that wedding. It was quite a long broadcast.
Yeah.
So is that the only item that you have?
Oh, no. We have so many, many magical items here at the auction that are still up for auction. Oh. So if any of you or your listeners are interested, for instance, we have an unused, unsmoked box of Winston Churchill's cigar. I'm sorry. I'm being told as we speak, Bill Clinton is bidding on Winston Churchill's unsmoked cigars. And for some reason, your former president of the United States is curious if they hold up to moisture. I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
We don't understand that either, sir.
We have royal toilet paper actually used from the summertime of 1988.
What?
The Queen, yes, yes, there was a terrible, terrible septic problem underneath Buckingham Palace in the summer of 1988.
Mm-hmm.
No one was allowed to flush any toilet paper, so Prince Charles was quite nice, a quite good man.
You said it's used.
Yes, yes, yes. There is poopy on the paper. It is, but it's royal poopy paper. And if you were interested in that, you could place a bid. It's very nice. Very nice.
Is that, how is that? I mean, like, do a DNA test on it? How do we know it's the Queen's?
It will come with a certificate of authentication. And actually, we had beer mugs fly out and taste it.
Oh, I believe that. I believe it.
Twice.
The very famous. Prior to World War One, Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria,
mm-hmm.
He for some reason decided to collect his schmegma in a jar, and you can place that for bid. He gave it to the Queen as a tutting gift. Yes,
yeah,
yes. We have some unused poppers from Elton John and Bernie Taupin and from the sessions of Candle in the Wind. Apparently it was quite a party, a rousing party, yes.
Yeah, that song really does make you want to party.
King James III in 1522, we have collected his merkins. His actual merkins, apparently. He spent the winter in the coast of Wales in Cardiff, and, you know, there's very dirty, dirty people around those ports, you know what I'm saying? So he caught some clap, as you call it there, stateside, and
STD?
He gave up all his cubes, and then he collected all of his merkins, and we have the entire collection here. It's very nice.
Those are sheep, as I recall, that he used.
He actually used living sheep, it's true. He was a very, very butchy man.
What did those go for? The merkins.
€70,000. Yeah, that's
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We have Scotland. Scotland. If yes. You'd like to buy Scotland, we have it up for sale.
I'll buy Scotland. $10.
I'm tired of that. Yes, yes, we're very tired of that.
$10.
I see here a first class ticket stub to Jeffrey Epstein's island from King Charles. The legal team is talking to me. Actually, that doesn't exist, and it's not up a bit.
I see, okay.
That actually doesn't exist.
Okay.
The 1966 English national team, who won the World Cup in Wembley,
right.
Beating West Germany 4-2. You can imagine, it was just a joyous event here
sure. In
England. They ended up murdering one of the many, many hookers that they had after the game, when they were celebrating, of course. And we dug her up, exhumed her from a Birmingham warehouse, and you can actually buy her. You can buy her.
I think I saw a picture of her on the internet today.
Oh, yeah, she's dating that young guy, right?
A 21-year-old or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you know, this just came in. Actually for sale, Gene Simmons.
Is that right?
Of Kiss?
Yes, that's right.
You can buy.
Apparently, the man will sell out and do anything.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Have you noticed the deliveries, stuff you have delivered straight to the house, have gotten better through this whole thing, COVID thing? Seems like they're more accurate generally in better shape.
Yes.
But have you gotten anything that's been seriously and insanely damaged or mangled?
No.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Like, ever? That you can think of?
Not that I can think of, no.
Anytime that I've ever gotten anything occasionally, it's, you know, the package is all messed up. The package is screwed up. And then whatever's inside, of course,
is usually fine.
Yeah. No, broken. It's
broken.
Well, yeah,
oh, I
you
see.
Know, or messed up or whatever. But we have the weirdest thing we got. A friend of ours bought a cookbook for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got it, she opened it up. Two bits of packaging on the outside from Amazon on the outside and
right.
then the manufacturer on the inside.
Right.
Both were fine. They were perfect. They were in great shape. The book inside, however, had been torn to pieces, like ripped up, like in shreds.
Wait, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So the packaging was all fine.
It was perfect.
Meaning someone did that before it was packaged?
Somewhere down the line, they took something. They took this book and they like stomped.
I hate cookbooks.
Yeah. Stomped on it. Like, I mean, there was little bits that were burned. It looked like someone had started to try and catch it on fire. I mean, I've never seen anything like
what
this.
What the hell?
So when my friend actually got it for, you know, my wife, she's like, you know, opened it up. She's like, what the hell? And she took a picture and sent it to another friend who was like, throw it outside right away. It's probably poisoned. It's got anthrax on it. I mean, she was freaking out because it was clearly sabotaged somewhere.
Right, but it's a that's a strange jump.
It is. She's very paranoid.
To anthrax.
Yeah.
What the hell?
She is super paranoid. But so then that made her kind of paranoid. She's like, oh, well, this is kind of funky. I don't know what to do about this. I don't think I'm going to throw it outside and worry so much about it. But yes, you, of course, immediately jumped to the same conclusion I did, that it was just a pissed off worker
it
somewhere
had to
down
have
the
been
line.
Before yeah. it got boxed, it had to have been somebody that was angry
yeah.
at
Yeah, I think, you know...
Maybe Amazon? Who knows?
Exactly.
Who knows?
That's what I'm wondering. So I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen... And it was, like, beyond not usable. I mean, it's destroyed. You know, which leads me to this quick thing I heard about. I thought it was hilarious. This guy was reading The Exorcist, the book.
Right.
And he decided to get rid of it because he said it was the most evil book he had ever seen.
Okay.
So he took the book and threw it into a nearby river.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend decided it would be really funny to buy another copy of The Exorcist, get it all wet and
I
muddy.
Like his friend.
Yeah. Get it wet and muddy and put it in his desk.
I love
so
it.
So he opens his desk and opened it.
I love it.
That immediately made me think of this, though. I'm just wondering if anybody else has ever gotten something that was
that's
perfectly
been destroyed.
Yeah. Perfectly packaged.
Perfect on the outside.
Yeah. Like a booby trap almost. Like an almost like.
But on the inside, destroyed.
Yeah. The thing itself was just obliterated. So
wow.
Whoever packed it was like, screw you. Screw all y'all. I don't care. You can go to hell with your cookbook.
Somebody was angry about that cookbook.
Yeah.
And I just, mad can you be about a cookbook?
Right? I mean, I'm guessing it's probably a bunch
of stuff.
I don't
like half of these recipes.
How dare you try to cook this? Don't do it. Here, I'll save you.
Oh,
I just wonder,
God.
I mean, I've never in all my centuries run into something like that.
All right, so we'll take calls if your package was ruined.
Right, inside. The outside.
Especially inside,
yeah.
But also outside and inside.
Yeah, anything that, like, really crazy trashed, ruined is always
right.
funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got a package that was destroyed, especially if the package itself...
Inside, the item... was
no,
fine.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then the item was messed up.
It's yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. You got a package delivered and the contents were destroyed.
But the inside looked fine, which is weird.
KLOS.
The outside.
Hello?
Yeah, I had a package that had a Pokemon card that I spent about $200 on.
Right.
And the Pokemon card was completely destroyed.
And so the package looked fine, though? The outside packaging?
Yeah, the package was fine. The package was fine. But it looked like a little kid writing all over it with a crayon.
That's
oh,
so weird.
Man. And then, so did you buy it on eBay?
I bought it off of eBay, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they showed it as being in pristine shape, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, they said it was all rare, perfect condition. It was supposed to be in a case.
Huh. I would love that kind of stuff. I mean, I hate it because it's annoying,
yeah,
but I wonder what the
annoying.
Story is on that.
What the why it
yeah.
came that way?
And this was it a fairly rare card?
Yeah, it was actually a first edition Charles Eric.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow. So some kid got hold of it and thrashed it.
Yep.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I had a package that was intercepted by the bomb squad and completely destroyed.
Wow.
And the FBI showed up at my house asking me what happened with this package.
What the hell? What was it?
So it was
a grenade, again, but still.
Yeah, it was kind of like your practical joke where some jerk that borrowed some PlayStation games from me, he thought it'd be funny to wrap the box like a bomb. So he wrapped it with metal, like the duct tape and everything.
I gotta be honest, your friend is hilarious.
Are you friends with Kevin? Was it actually Kevin?
No, it was not.
Wow.
And the best part about this is it was downtown LA that he sent it from. And so they evacuated
a block of skyscrapers.
Yeah, and I did not make this up. This was in the 90s, and I have the newspaper clipping of when this happened.
Wow.
And
Tweet it at us. Take a picture of it and tweet it at us. We're at Kevin and Sluggo. And thanks for calling, man. I think you win. That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah,
thank
tweet
you.
It at All us right. at Kevin and Sluggo. That is incredible.
818 955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about Sluggo got a package where the outside of the box was in perfect condition.
Yeah, it looked really good. And then you open actually the next box, the inside there, and it was in perfect condition. But then the cookbook inside had been torn to pieces, shredded.
Somebody hated that those recipes.
I swear it looked like someone set it on fire even. It's trying to catch fire to it.
So we're talking about damaged goods. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? What's up, Sluggo?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Talking about getting packages that are destroyed.
So I work for a delivery company, one of the big three. What I can only imagine is happening, it went down the conveyor belt, out of the box, and they just ignore it.
Oh.
And just throw it right back in. They'll throw it right back in the box, tape it up, and here, you take this. And then I'm like, no, thank you. As a driver, it makes me look bad. This morning, I had a box completely open, missing some parts. I sent it back. They try to give it back to me, tape it back up. I was like, I'm not taking this, dude. No.
Wow. Okay.
No
All right.
kidding. They said it. They set you up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to stay on your toes in every damn business,
wow.
don't you? There's always someone. Thanks for calling. That's very interesting.
That is. Yeah. KLOS. Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Yes.
What's happening?
You got the package that was destroyed?
Actually, it wasn't mine. It was a friend of mine.
Okay. Good
he
enough.
He bought an urn for his recently passed away wife.
Oh, no.
The package was fine, but the urn was destroyed.
Wow.
Wow, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
So how yeah, it is.
What? So they somehow messed up the urn, of all things, and then just like, just throw it in the package. And then the package was fine.
Yeah, the package, I mean, was perfectly fine.
That it's is messed
like,
up.
Like I said, he opened it, and it was destroyed. It was like into 1,000 pieces.
Wow. And a lot of dust everywhere, I would think. Or
he hadn't put her
oh okay
her
well thank god
thank
it.
God that's
yeah,
good
yeah wow
that's good news
yeah,
because I pictured her going all over the place.
Me too.
Whoa, I just breathed her in.
Yeah,
dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey,
you received a package that was destroyed.
Tell us about your package.
Well, the package wasn't destroyed, but the item inside it was.
Oh, man.
I
okay.
had two of them.
Well, okay.
One I ordered off of eBay. It was a soda bottle that was a rare soda bottle. The guy packaged it in a small triangular container. Basically, it would fit around, just barely fit around a Coke bottle. And when I got it, it was just shards of glass. The container was fine. But the bottle was just, I mean, you could pick
yeah,
up the container and hear it going.
Yeah, I've had records sent to me that way, and they didn't know how to package them, and they were cracked. And I'm like, this is a rare
just because
damn,
it was poorly
yeah,
done.
Yeah, just poorly done. Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
And then I ordered a TV on Walmart.com, and I probably shouldn't have got it because I had seen all the reviews, and probably 70% of them said that the TV came broken.
Wow.
And sure, mine came broken. The package was fine, but it looked like somebody took a baseball bat to the screen.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no holes in the package. Just a big old hole in the screen.
It's so irritating, isn't it? You're like, oh, it's here. Oh, look, it looks good. It's destroyed.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I ordered a, Microsoft Surface Pro. Yes, it came via FedEx. And package looked good, but the inside wasn't too good. It had a cracked screen, didn't work, et cetera, so I wasn't too happy. And I couldn't get all my money back. That was worth about $400.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where it seems like they've dropped it, like at the, you know, warehouse, and then they're like, oh, just throw it in the packaging. Screw it. I'm not writing a report on this.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And, hey, I'm out the money.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Boo. Well, thanks for calling, though, man. There's nothing worse than a damaged package.
Me with a stick. The guy shot me and walked by.
Laughed. Scorn. My pain.
Why aren't the famous guys bathing?
What'd you say?
95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. Why aren't these famous guys bathing?
Bathing.
And do the experts agree with them?
Is this a weird trivia question? Oh, I
no.
think I've seen this story.
Jake Gyllenhaal,
oh, okay. uh-huh.
Dax Shepard,
mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, man.
Don't take showers very often.
Or they don't bathe either.
How many times a day do you shower?
Definitely once, usually.
Way too many.
Twice.
Way too many. According to this.
Believe me, it's very necessary. It doesn't even once a day, twice a day doesn't really work.
I do twice a day.
Yeah. You're a fine smelling fella.
Thanks. But according to this article,
yeah.
This is Jake Gyllenhaal. The more and more I find bathing to be less necessary at times. Hmm. He did note that he brushes his teeth. That's good.
Yes, thank you for that.
Went on to say there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin maintenance, and we naturally clean ourselves.
You know what, though? The thing is, humans didn't bathe for centuries. So
right.
Maybe there's some truth to this.
But they were offensive.
Stinky, stinky,
on
stinky.
Every level.
But see, we were now always used to it back then. Not used to that now, so...
Brad Pitt has expressed his aversion to soap and water.
I don't want to smell Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt merely uses baby wipes and swabs under his armpits.
That's called a whore's bath.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's a whore, that is what we're saying.
What's his phone number?
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. I love Mila Kunis.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why she's so thin. Have come out in support of the anti-bathing movement, revealing that they seldom take showers.
Wow. Aston, I can see.
They say you should not be getting rid of all the natural oil on your skin with a bar of soap every day.
There may be truth to this. I don't like it.
You really do?
I don't approve of it. I think it's...
Would you change...
No, because I don't want to.
Me either.
I offend, as Bugs Bunny used to ask all the time?
No.
No, I mean, I would, though. I certainly
yes,
would.
Yes, you would, and I would have to
how
work.
How often are they, huh?
I would have to work in another studio.
Or I can't. Oh, never mind.
The skin possesses a natural barrier comprised of oils and plays host to beneficial bacteria
sure.
and other microorganisms.
That is true.
Explains Dr. Jeremy Brower, a clinical associate professor at New York University.
Hmm.
This can be disrupted
sure.
by exactly what I do. Prolonged hot showers as well as extensive use of soap and exfoliation and scrubbing.
Mm, yep, yep.
So I get up in the morning and I take a shower. Then yep. I work out.
Yep.
Then I take a shower.
All right.
Yeah. So I take two a day.
So you're blowing all that good...
And I'm really ruining my skin.
Juices off here, yeah. All that stuff that... like
don't call them juices.
If you had been a Neanderthal man, that stuff would have stuck for most of your life. You rarely bathed back then if you find a place to...
Right, but also, if mm-hmm. you're Brad Pitt...
Right. Well, you don't care, first of all.
You can pretty much get away with anything because sure. you're Brad Pitt.
Exactly, yes.
But
your average
you
Joe,
shouldn't.
You and I would never get it. Can you imagine? So how often are they bathing? What are they saying they're actually?
They don't really give a number. It's not. I don't know why they didn't ask them. Okay, so in the course of a week, how many times
do
you
why
bathe?
Didn't they ask? That's the
know.
Question.
I don't know.
You know what's funny is you watch these really old, movies, short films they used to show in schools, in class,
mm-hmm.
and the 50s and 40s and 50s particularly, they'd say, and be sure to wash your hair at least once a week. They would only encourage the kids to wash their hair once a week and then take that bath on Saturday night. I mean,
wait, what?
Yeah.
They would say only one bath a
pretty
week?
Pretty much. That's kind of what they were saying.
It's kind of gross.
It's very gross. There must have been some smell. And they didn't have air
Brad
conditioning.
Pitt uses baby wipes that he swabs under his armpits.
What a whore.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Time for what we learned today.
Ah, nice.
We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they were selling memorabilia. And we talked to a woman who had a cassette from Perry Farrell. It was when he was working on his first album, pre-demo.
Yeah, he hadn't even finished the songs yet. It was brand new.
And then she burned it in a fire because she said God told her to do that.
She went out to a beach and did a bonfire cleansing, and now she says she regrets it.
And then
greatly.
She said, you know, I don't think God wanted me to do that.
I think she's right about that.
Maybe she understood that a bit late. You
That's
can get
sad.
Rid of raccoons with coyote urine, which, oddly enough, you can buy on Amazon.
You can buy all sorts of urine on Amazon, we learned.
But
that's crazy.
Then how do you get rid of the coyotes?
There you go.
We haven't started that
bring
yet.
Bring in the coyotes.
We'll get in that tomorrow. Sluggo found a venom sucker for $7.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You get bit by a mosquito, you put this little plastic tube on your bite, and... sucks it right out. Actually works. I was stunned. It's $7.
It can't work. It's
$7. So either.
It can't.
That's what I thought. I was going to stomp on it because it didn't
all
work.
Right, I ordered one.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then I'm going to go outside and wait till I got bit, and then I'm going to try it.
I'll
and also, stop showering.
Yeah, no more showering.
Stop taking showers.
I think that's a fine plan.
That's bad for you.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in Breakfast Burritos that Woodstock Day 2 happened in 1969. Grateful Dead were on stage. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Santana. Bad day in rock for Pete Best in 1962. He was called into Brian Epstein's record shop and given the bad news that he was being replaced by Ringo Starr in the Beatles. Neil Young's album with the title that was inspired by the death of Kurt Cobain was released on this day in rock in 1994. That's Sleeps with Angels.